Here with Kurt Smith. He's the president of Indiana Family Institute, amongst the hats that he wears. So, Kurt, thank you for allowing us to interview.
My pleasure.
But my question for you is that what would be, if you do have encouragement for regular people out there, what would be the thing that, you would advise for them to bring the tangible expression of God's love in public places?
Well, first of all, I would encourage them to pray for people in public life. That's very biblical. We're told in the Bible that we are to pray for those in authority over us. And I believe wholeheartedly not only in the power of prayer, but that part of the power of prayer is it prepares our heart, prepares our mind, and our soul for this kind of interaction. So bathe everything you do in prayer, but especially engagements in public life. I would encourage people to contact their legislators to say, I'm praying for you. How can I pray for you? I get into the State House quite a bit. I worked on Capitol Hill for 15 years, so I know people in public life. And I can tell you they almost never get a note or an email or a card saying we're praying for you. And if a pastor would say in his service or her service, we're going to pray for the president today, and then send a note that, you know, the XYZ church in Indianapolis prayed for you. And if you do that for a state legislator, the mayor, that has a huge impact. They almost always hear from people that want something or have a problem.
Yeah.
And to just be told, we're praying for you, we prayed for your family. Also, be aware of issues. There are lots of organizations, the Family Institute does this as well. They send out email bulletins that make you aware as a person of faith, here's a vote that's coming up or here's a question in front of some level of government that, matters. It might touch on the abortion issue. It might touch on marriage and family. It might be about taxes. And, of course, we're all entitled to the fruit of our labor, so we want to be able to keep as much of our money as we can. And other issues that are important but aren't so much a hot button or a real visible issue. And that would give you some content or some specific things to discuss with a city council member or a legislator or maybe even a member of Congress. Also, lots of times these public leaders will hold public meetings. And pay attention. You might get a postcard in the mail or see something on television. Or if you subscribe to some of these free email newsletters, you might be informed of a member of Congress who's going to have a town hall meeting near you, or the mayor's going to have a listening session, or the park department is going to meet in the local community center to talk about some changes at a public facility.
Wow, that's a practical thing that anybody can do without costing them any money at all.
Right,
but
maybe
the big impact.
If you send your car,
yes.
I can tell you that. I mean, I've talked to legislators, and I will say, do you ever hear from churches back home? No. I mean, they might serve in the State House for 10 years and never be told anyone's praying for them.
Well, and also, I think this is a non-judgmental statement, but sometimes the legislators receive more negative things from the churches or from the public rather than encouraging them.
Right, and that's just kind of human nature. We tend to talk about our problems. But, boy, if you would send someone a note or say you're praying for them, even if you don't agree with them, even if they're not voting the way you want, maybe that is even a better witness. And I wouldn't refer to that. I wouldn't say, you know, you vote against me all the time, but I want you to know I'm praying for you begrudgingly and with a hard heart and a stiff neck. Just say, you know, apart from the public policy issues we discuss, I just want you to know I'm praying for you. We did a prayer service one time for members of the legislature, and we asked a former senator to pray for the Senate and a former House member to pray for the House. And it was just kind of turned out great, but it was just kind of an afterthought. And the senator got up, and he prayed very wonderfully and eloquently. He's a very wise and intelligent man. But he closed his prayer by praying for safety for them driving home. And I'd never thought about it, but they serve in Indianapolis from all over the state. They want to get back to their families and their loved ones and their jobs because it's a part-time thing. And I would have never thought to pray for their safety. And that touched those senators there in that service that day.
Well, practical things anybody can do. Till again, God bless you all. Bye.